Good morning. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams. Good morning.
It's the non-golfing duo joining us, you this morning, to talk with somebody who knows about golf. That's because he's the executive director of the Bridgestone Invitational, part of the World Golf Championships. It's going on Thursday, July 31st through Sunday, August 3rd at Firestone Country Club. Don Padgett joins us. Good morning, Don. Thanks for sharing a bit of your day with us. Appreciate that.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Don, you getting ready for the big event?
We are. Yeah, we're always getting ready. It's a year-long endeavor, but things are shaping up great. The build-out looks good. The golf course is in great shape, and we look forward to a good event.
You say build-out, and I'm looking at your Facebook page, and you have sort of things. Tell me what that means when you say build-out for the golf course.
Well, we've got bleachers for the spectators. We've got suites for our hospitality clients. We've got a fan zone where we have what we call the Bridgestone Green Monster Challenge, where fans can take a shot at the third shot of the 16th hole, a little mini version of that. So, you know, I always say the circus is coming to town with all the tents that we build, and we start mid-June and get ready for it right up to the first week of August.
I see that there are some new things. You mentioned the fan zone. That's kind of new for this year, right?
You know, we've had the fan zone, but we've expanded it quite a bit.
Okay.
We've got some local food options that we're excited about for fans to enjoy. So Swinson's Hamburgers has a food truck. We've got Old Carolina Barbecue. Strickland's Ice Cream will be on board with us. Baja Pizza Fish. Just to name a few, so in addition to our normal concession offerings. So we think fans will enjoy that. We've also got a health and wellness aspect of that, Humana Charity Miles, where you can walk with a pedometer, and the more you walk, the more is raised for charity. So we encourage spectators to get out and follow their favorite player. Grey Goose Lounge is a new venue up on the 13th green, and we've also got the Heineken USA Beer Garden. So lots of new things for spectators this year.
Well, I understand also, not to get past the golf, but you have a music after play, it's called. Tell me a little bit about that.
We do. That's a new thing that we're going to have some fun with this year that'll be in the fan zone. So after the last putt drops on Friday and Saturday, we'll have some music after play, and Eric Hutchinson is going to join us on Friday evening, and Winslow is a band that'll play for us Saturday. So we know a lot of the fans are excited about that, and we hope they stick around after play and enjoy the music.
Don, is this sort of becoming the evolution of major golf tournaments?
You know, I think we try to improve each year, and we try to have different offerings where fans can have fun. So we've always had great golf here in Northeast Ohio, you know, for over 60 years at Firestone. But we look to build that spectator experience. We want people to come out and see it in person, you know, watch it a little bit through TV on TV throughout the week, but come out and enjoy the experience, because when you do, not only do you see great golf, hopefully have a good time with the other amenities, it helps us raise a great deal of money for Northeast Ohio charities. So that attendance is key for raising those charity dollars.
Well, let's talk a little bit about those charities. How is the money raised and how is it handed out?
You know, so proceeds from our event, what the community puts in, from the corporate hospitality tents all the way to the single ticket, after we get done paying those bills for those bleachers, those tents, those restrooms, the shuttles, security, what's left over, we give to local charities, and we partner with an organization, Northern Ohio Golf Charities, and they provide the 1,000 volunteers that give their time to operate the event. But then those proceeds go back to Northern Ohio Golf Charities Foundation, and they have a grant request process where they review grant requests, mostly capital projects, and then they award those dollars based on how those charities will use the dollars. But our signature charity this year are the Ronald McDonald Houses of Akron and Cleveland, and we've also, you know, partnered with and given money to organizations like Akron Children's Hospital, UH Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital, the first two chapters that teach kids life skills to the game of golf in Cleveland, Akron, Canton. So lots of great causes out there, and we're proud to be affiliated with those organizations that do such great work.
Don, I know you and your family have been involved with the tournament and the course for a long time. What makes it so special for you?
Well, you know, I grew up here, and I grew up as a kid, you know, watching Jack Nicklaus and Tom Watson and Greg Norman and all the great players, and I'm still a golf fan, so it's a lot of fun to watch Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy. So, you know, this tournament, like I said, has been in Northeast Ohio over 60 years, and it's really, you know, a Northeast Ohio summer institution. So it's really a lot of fun to be involved with something that I grew up with, something I'm really passionate about and love, and, you know, be a key part of, you know, this great event that's been a part of our region for such a long time.
We're talking with Don Padgett, Executive Director of Bridgestone Invitational. It goes July 31st through August 3rd, the Firestone Country Club. You mentioned Phil, Tiger, Rory. Are these golfers expected to be there? And I guess golfers are still being able to qualify too.
Yeah, you mentioned Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Rory McIlroy, Adam Scott. They're all officially committed. You know, we expect to have all the top 50 golfers in the world, but all the big names have committed and said they will be here. They love coming to Firestone. It's a great golf course. I think all the players feel that this golf course identifies a true champion, and what I mean by that is that the player that plays the best ends up winning. It's not tricked up. It's right there in front of you. We still can add a couple players. You know, the RBC Canadian Open, that winner, if it's not already qualified, could get in. If we have any players that play this week and jump up into the top 50 in the official world golf ranking, they would also join our field. But we have 76 players. There's no cut. So we know that the players in the field will be here all 4 days, Thursday through Sunday. And they always put on a great show. So I encourage everybody to come out and see it in person. It's really the best way to really appreciate how good these players are.
Don, may I ask where a lot of these players stay when they visit for 4 or 5 days?
You know, there's nearby hotels that they usually stay at. Every now and then you'll have a player that will rent a house if they have some family members coming to watch them, that type of thing. But most of them at hotels nearby.
With social media these days, has golf embraced that in a way of letting people know how everybody's doing on every different hole and what's happening throughout the week to take the best advantage of something like that, getting the pictures out there? What's the blend between what golf has been doing and how all of this kind of media's attention comes to it?
Well, absolutely. We've been a few years into letting people bring their mobile device onto the golf course. So obviously people can stay connected. You know, we ask their help and that they just keep it on silent. So they're able to follow from a social media standpoint. But the PGA Tour app is really a cool thing. I encourage everybody to download it that's coming out to the golf course. You know, if you show up and Ricky Fowler's your favorite player, check on that, and it'll tell you exactly where Ricky Fowler is. Maybe he's putting on the 12th green, so you can go out and find him and follow him the rest of his round. We've got a really cool thing this year called Fan Perks that you can access through the PGA Tour app. So we're the first PGA Tour event to offer this upgraded experience, but fans on site through that app, they can buy upgraded tickets. They could buy special experiences such as, you know, following a specific group, you know, inside the ropes. There's one opportunity to get your picture taken with the champion. Early in the week, you can go to the Bridgestone Golf Truck where the players get their clubs made and get a custom-made driver. So, yeah, a lot of cool things. We're the first PGA Tour event to give it a try. And at the end of the day, it'll help us raise more money for charity, like we said, for a lot of great causes.
Well, it's all about getting everybody the best experience possible and making it easy for them, getting in there, finding parking, how to take advantage of the event. And a lot of people can find out more, I guess, if they go to BridgestoneInvitational.com. You also have a Facebook page with a lot of good information there as well. It all gets underway Thursday, July 31st, running through Sunday, August 3rd. Special, great to have something like this in this part of Ohio, the Firestone Country Club, the host place for that. Don Padgett, thanks for sharing the time with us, and good luck with the event this year. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Encourage everybody to go to worldgolfchampionships.com, discount Drug Mart or Acme Fresh Market to get their tickets.
Sounds great. We're great to have this event here. Don Padgett, Executive Director, Bridgestone Invitational, our guest this morning.